And over the years, these monks began to integrate all the various styles together into one style, which became known as Kung Fu. The monks also did something else that was unique. They observed animals like the tiger, the crane, the snake, the praying mantis, and they watched how these animals fought in the wild. And they took all of this knowledge and over the years developed a style of fighting which became the most feared and awesome and overpowering fighting style on the planet, the Shaolin Kung Fu. These styles were put together in forms so that the monks could practice their martial arts so they could defend themselves, but at the same time, meditate. So they developed forms which was moving meditation. And this TV series about Kwai Cheng Kane was about this monk who left the temple and traveled throughout America and got into a bunch of fights and protected people and showed off his kung fu. The Shaolin Temple is a real place, and I've always been intrigued by the Shaolin monks and their incredible ability. For the first time in history, the Chinese government allowed 35 of the monks to leave the temple and do a worldwide tour showing the world the abilities of the Shaolin fighting monks. Up until this time, no one really saw the Shaolin monks in action. It was all myth. It was all stories. It was all legend of what these monks could do. Well, when the monks traveled, the legend was nothing compared to just how awesome these monks' abilities were. The monks amazed everyone with their ability to move their chi energy and do phenomenal feats with their physical bodies that was mind-blowing to all that saw them. On the last day of the last city, the lead monk Shi Yunming decided to leave the temple, or actually not return to the temple, but leave the hotel, not return to the temple, because he was defecting and he wanted to teach the world these secrets for the first time in history. And for years he was on the run from the Chinese government, he was on the run from the immigration authorities in America and so forth. Well, I met this monk. I brought him to my home. He lived with me for a while. And when I first met him, his English was not very good, so I had a Chinese kung fu teacher with me to help interpret. So my first day, I said to my Chinese kung fu teacher friend who spoke English, I said, tell the monk that I want to learn the secrets of the Shaolin Temple. I want to learn the advanced stuff. And make sure you let the monk know that I have studied the martial arts for years and years, and I am very proficient in the martial arts, so I don't want to learn any basic things. I want to learn the advanced secret stuff taught at the Shaolin Temple. So my Chinese friend talked Chinese to the monk, and he turned to me and he said, well, the monk says he wants to teach you how to throw a punch. I said, no. Tell the monk, tell him I know how to throw punches. I want to learn the advanced stuff. I want the real meat. I want the secrets. They chatted again. My Chinese friend turned to me and said, well, the monk says he really wants to teach you how to throw a punch. I said, no. Tell him I know how to throw a punch. I don't want to learn just a basic punch. I want to learn the real advanced stuff. They chatted again. And my Chinese friend said, well, he said he really wanted to teach you how to throw a punch. He said, but he wants to see your punch first. And he wants to see how good you are. So they set up a candle, lit the candle flame. And he said, he wants you to throw your punch as hard as you can and stop 1 inch before candle flame. I said, fine. He probably wants to see how much I can control, you know, a powerful punch. So I asked him, well, what type of punch does he want? Does he want a cutting punch? Does he want a side punch? Does he want a spinning back fist punch? No, just any punch. So I throw a Shaolin cutting punch at the candle flame and I stop exactly 1 inch from the candle flame with perfect control. Quite frankly, I was pretty impressed with my own punch. They talked in Chinese, and my friend said, the monk says he's very impressed with your punch. He say he now want to show you his punch. So, sure, I wanted to see the monk's punch. I mean, it couldn't be any better than mine. So the monk gets up there, looks at the candle flame, looks at me and smiles, and throws this very short punch. And he stops about a foot and a half from the candle flame. And the candle flame went out. He stopped his hand a foot and a half with a fist. He stopped it a foot and a half from the candle flame with this very short punch. And the candle flame went out. My eyes got as big as saucers. And I said, oh my God, tell him I want to learn how to do that. And he said, that's what he's been trying to tell you. He wants to show you how to throw a punch. And the reason why I say this is sometimes we think, I don't want to learn the basics. I want to learn the advanced stuff. And this Shaolin master said to me very simple. He said, if you want to be a master, you have to be a master of the basics. And what I learned, and what you should understand, is that these four basic principles, who do you listen to? Teachability index, training balance scale, and the four steps, are not as simple as you think. Some people think they're just a punch. No. If I really focus in on training balance scale, in 2 days, you'll be amazed of how different you'll be by learning all the in-depth knowledge of this information and just how profound. Just as simple as this Shaolin who's going to teach me now for the next 6 weeks how to throw a punch. Because the secret of the Shaolin Temple is being able to throw one strike. See, he taught me this. He says, if you want to be a master, you must be a master of the basics. And he taught me this other very important principle. And these are principles from the societies, by the way. He said this, and I want you to listen to this because this is brilliant. He said, how many different strikes can you throw? And I started rattling off all these different punches, all these different kicks, all these different elbow strikes, all these different knee strikes, rattling one after the other, after the other, after the other. And these are all that I knew, and I knew them really good.